Now, speaking of running backs, down in LSU, depth seems to be a problem. It's crazy to say, it seems like that Coach Orgeron has been on the hot seat in Baton Rouge since he got the job. If he's going to quiet his doubters, one thing he's going to have to do is he's going to have to stop losing to Troy's. And no disrespect to Troy, but if you're in the SEC, you can't lose to a Sun Belt team, and or at least not very often, and keep your job. And he's going to have to come into this season with a new quarterback and the worst depth at running back for LSU since back when Charlie McClendon was the coach in the early 70s. It's hard to believe that the Tigers do not have a running back on their roster right now that has scored a touchdown in a college football game.
Yeah, Coach, that's pretty amazing. And in addition to the lack of experience at running back that you alluded to, Coach O has to decide on a new starter at quarterback. Joe Burrow, he's a grad transfer from Ohio State. Most insiders say he leads the race for that starting job. If Burrow doesn't win it, the job may go to Miles Brennan. Either way, whoever wins that job, they're going to have to lead an offense with a talented but unproven running backs. And listen, you and I both know LSU has talent, and they have for many years, and that's why LSU has the most players on current NFL rosters.